Good morning. Coming up on 910 here on the Mighty 690, and we have some updates from the students from Holy Name Catholic Schools. We have Josue and Adrian. Take it away, gentlemen.
What are some of the different activities going on at Holy Name?
Did you hear the Valentine's parties will be today at 2:15?
Yes, I am looking forward to our classroom party.
Did you know that Lent is starting this week?
Yes, Ash Wednesday is February 14th.
All the students in grades K through 6 will attend Mass that day.
I hear the yearbook staff is meeting this Thursday.
Yes, they are working very hard trying to finish up the yearbook. I hear they have an early March deadline to complete the yearbook.
Is it really true that there is no school on Friday, February 16th at Holy Name Catholic School?
Yes. Teachers will be traveling to Pittsburgh for an in-service.
I hear that the students can wear a neon or brightly colored shirt on Monday, February 19th.
Do you know why?
Yes, this is one of the activities for walking in sister's shoes. If students bring a $1 bill, they can wear jeans, or $2, they can wear sweatpants.
What is the money going towards?
Walking in sister's shoes funds.
Wow, that sounds like lots of fun.
The Diocese Spelling Bee, which will be in Wichita, is coming up on February 20th. Do you know if anyone from our school is going to attend?
Yes, Raphael Adamson was the first place winner in the school spelling bee. He will be representing Holy Name Catholic School next week.
Do you know if there will be a county spelling bee this year?
Yes, the county spelling bee will be on Friday, February 23rd at 10 a.m. at ICC.
Do we have students that will participate in the county spelling bee?
Yes, Raphael Adamson and Asen Hurley will represent Holy Name.
What is this I hear about a science fair at Holy Name?
The students have been working on different science projects for the science fair.
When is the science fair?
Tuesday, February 20th at 1 p.m. and 6 p.m. at Holy Name Catholic School Gym.
Do you know the next time that the 5th and 6th grade students will be visiting the residents at the assisted living?
Yes, Wednesday, February 21st around 2 p.m.
When is the Garden Club going to meet next?
Thursday, February 22nd at 3 p.m.
What are some things that they are working on?
Planting potatoes and different vegetables to get started so they can be moved into our greenhouse.
What is Come Walk a Mile with Me?
Holy Name Catholic School is sponsoring a walk in Sister's Shoes donation drive, and we invite you to participate. The school children will be walking a mile / 20 laps in the school gym on Wednesday, February 28th, beginning at 1 p.m. Money collected will go to the Walking in Sister's Shoes funds.
Kindergarten Roundup will be on Thursday, February 29th at 8:30 through 10 a.m. or 6 through 7:30 p.m. Students attending the morning session will attend class with the current kindergarten class. For more information, contact the school's office.
Have you noticed that we have a new face around Holy Name Church and school?
Yes, Mr. Isaac Hilger, our seminarian. How long will he be at Holy Name?
I hear until May.
Where is he attending seminary?
Chicago. He will be working with Father Schreiber and helping at the school.
Now our seminarian will talk.
All right. Well, thank you, boys, for that update. It's very good, and good to be welcoming in your seminarian, Mr. Hilger, and good to have you on here. And how long have you been in Coffeyville, sir?
I've been in Coffeyville about 2 weeks now, going on 3. So.
Okay, you like it so far?
Yeah, it's great. I love being at the school, you know, helping the kids out. I will be participating, helping with Garden Club and Yearbook, and, you know, just being part of their formation here at the school. Really excited to kind of help the kids grow in their faith and to discover their universal call to holiness. So.
Well, that's wonderful. So I'm sure, you know, there's a lot of things that you're helping out between, you know, the church and the school side of things, I would imagine.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I'm just kind of a mixed bag right now, just trying to figure out, you know, how my schedule is going to work and where I can fit things in. So.
Sure. And is this the first kind of parish that you've been to? As far as, like, in this role.
Yeah, right. So part of our formation up at Mundelein in Chicago, which is where I go to seminary, we have an internship semester. So they just send us back to our diocese, and we're able to live and intern, shadow a priest for the whole semester, and it's a really cool program. And I'm really, really excited to be here. So this is kind of the first time that I've been living in a rectory for a whole semester while school's going on and having to deal with all these different activities going on.
Well, it sounds like I keep pretty busy with all of that. But it would great to get, you know, kind of that practical boots on the ground sort of experience, I would imagine.
Yeah. No, it's very exciting, and I'm very happy to be here.
Excellent. Well, anything else you'd like to share with our listening audience here this morning?
I suppose I could tell a little bit about myself.
Of course,
I'm the youngest child in my family. I have a large family of 13. So I have 12 siblings, 6 brothers and 6 sisters. I grew up around Andale, Kansas, so west of Andale, which is 30 minutes west of Wichita. I went to St. Joseph Catholic grade school in Ost, and then I went to Andale High School. After high school, I worked for a year, and during that year, I kind of decided that I needed to discern a little bit more, you know, because I kept having this kind of knocking at my door, trying to figure out, or, you know, this is something that had been on my mind for years. So I decided to give God a chance, go to seminary, and discern a little bit. Honestly, going in, I was hoping that it wasn't for me, and that, you know, I'd get kicked out and wouldn't have to discern anymore. But it's been 5 years now, and each year I can feel God just kind of nudging me a little bit further, and to take that next step and to keep trusting in Him and to find His will for me. So it's definitely not time wasted, and, you know, I've enjoyed it so far. I mean, this semester is going great. So I'm just happy to be here, and, you know, praise God.
Well, that's awesome. How long does it take to get through seminary typically?
Yeah, so it's kind of a long process. It's an 8-year process if you don't have any college experience. So there's 4 years of philosophy and then another 4 years of theology. And during this whole time, formation is kind of structured around the four main dimensions, which is academic, spiritual, human, and pastoral. So you're kind of working on these different aspects of priestly living. So along with the academics, it's also a whole formation program that kind of shapes you into being a good person.
We hope. Well, that's great. So you're going to be here through May is mm-hmm. kind of the plan. And then what happens after that?
So it depends on what my, director of or of seminarians wants me to do. It is possible that I could stay here in the parish in Coffeyville, through the summer, which would be really cool. I really like it here. Or I could do something else. And for me, it'd probably be the summer spending time in hospitals and doing hospital ministry. So.
Oh, that's great. That's mm-hmm. fantastic. So you're obviously helping out plenty at the school. Do you have a part in any of the services or the church side of things?
So I'll serve the masses with Father. Just kind of doing these pastoral things, like making home visits to the homebound, taking communion to the sick, spending some time in the hospital, you know, visiting the sick, things like that. And then, of course, all the administration things that come with the parish, you know, altar society meetings, Knights of Columbus meetings, all that. It's kind of a busy day, but, you know, I like staying busy.
Excellent. Well, hey, we're happy to have another helping hand in the community. It definitely sounds like you've already started to make your mark here. Yeah. So we really appreciate you coming in today, and it's great to be able to meet you.
Yeah. Well, thanks for having me. We'll see you guys around.
Excellent. Yeah. Excellent. Well, Mr. Hilger, appreciate you stopping on by. So, and a great update from everyone over at Holy Name Catholic School. So appreciate it, guys, and I look forward to having you in again next month. All right, that is our update from Holy Name, and we have more Open Line on the way next here on KGGF.